Is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Peter King. Officials have been reading off the names of at least 177 people known dead after a plane crash at South Korea's Muan Airport. For some reason, the plane's landing gear didn't come down. The Boeing 737-800 made a belly landing that ended with the jet torn apart and exploding. Reporter Jen Moon on the BBC.
What the relatives and the loved ones are hearing is that the fire service has actually suggested it could have been because of a collision with birds and poor weather conditions. The Transport Ministry officials have said that their early assessment of communication records show the airport control tower issued a bird strike warning to the plane shortly before it intended to land and gave its pilot permission to land in a different area. The pilot then sent out a distress signal shortly before the plane went past the runway and skidded across the buffer zone here at the airport.
181 people were aboard. Two crew members are the only known survivors. Investigators say they have recovered the plane's black boxes. At least two people have been killed, six injured after tornadoes that touched down in Texas and Mississippi. Robert Perry lives in Katy, Texas, near Houston.
Man, I hope this thing dies out before it picks up, causes even more damage.
Florida's panhandle is getting some of that rough weather this morning. There are two long lines of storms from East Alabama and Little Rock on north. Palestinian officials say seven people were killed, others seriously wounded, in an Israeli airstrike in the upper floor of a hospital in the center of Gaza City. BBC's Danielle Yavyetska.
Hamas has asked the United Nations to send observers to hospitals in Gaza to investigate Israeli allegations that the group is using them for military purposes. Hamas has asked the international community to protect the remaining hospitals in northern Gaza and provide them with medical supplies.
Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu is hospitalized. His office says surgeons are removing his prostate. CBS's Linda Gradstein.
The announcement raised new questions about the 75-year-old Netanyahu's health. Last year, he was hospitalized for what he said was dehydration, but was surgery to install a pacemaker. In March, he had surgery for a hernia. The Prime Minister's office said doctors discovered an infection in his urinary tract resulting from a benign enlargement of his prostate. The operation could affect testimony in his ongoing criminal trial for fraud and breach of trust.
Belgium will ban the sale of electronic cigarettes as of the new year on health and environmental grounds, considered groundbreaking for EU nations. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Did you know that driving under the influence of marijuana is illegal? Driving high will get you a DUI. And if you're wondering if law enforcement can tell you're driving high, well, everyone else can. Friends?
I can tell you drove high.
Parents?
I can tell when you drive high.
Relatives?
I can tell. You drove here high, didn't you?
So what makes you think law enforcement can't?
I can tell.
If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
What's better than one win? Three wins? With Straight Savings, you keep your own phone, get one line for only $25 a month with real unlimited data, and get rewarded with a $200 phone credit after 12 months. It's a win-win-win. Head to Walmart or visit straighttalk.com today. Switch to Straight Talk. Less dollars, more sense. Straight Savings Plan enrollment requires compatible unlocked device and new line of service. Bonus device credit requires 12 months of active service. Offer ends if eligibility requirements are no longer met. Taxes and fees apply. For network management practices, see Straight Talk's terms and conditions.
A Seattle area native goes back home to star in a stage production of Back to the Future. CBS's Heather Bosch is there.
In the 1980s movie Back to the Future, Marty McFly travels back in time in a modified DeLorean where he must make sure his parents meet or cease to exist.
Whoa, this is heavy.
Hayden Brausch stars in the touring stage version. The performance in Seattle marks his return to the city where his dreams began.
To come back and my face is going to be up on that marquee is incredible.
Brausch puts his own spin on the story but keeps some of the iconic lines the same.
Are you telling me you built a time machine out of a DeLorean?
He says he hopes audiences enjoyed the ride as much as he does. Heather Bosch, CBS News, Seattle.
And I'm Peter King, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price for your Sunday. Some clouds, some patchy fog, and some rain out there as well. Highs of the lower 40s, a northeast breeze, 5 to 15. Any rain comes to an end tonight. Skies will turn partly cloudy. Lows dropping to the lower 30s. Right now, it's 40.
Warm, reaching out, touching. From Radio Park to Johnson Park, local news and timeless hits.
There in a hurry.
and timeless hits. WRJN.
Are you ever questioning when life will slow down? Are you ever thinking of just relaxing and enjoying the simple things? All of this is possible, even while still being in the workforce. Worthington, Minnesota is a town growing, yet it's nothing like metro life. Professional and labor jobs, a beautiful lake, bike trails, recreation, acres of public hunting, festivals, and great people. Slow down. We're just a short drive away, so come join us. Worthington, it's worth a look.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Rudolph is a holiday classic, and there's a Wisconsin connection. Maury Laws composed music for the animated show in 1964. He continued arranging hundreds of songs from his Appleton home after leaving New York 20 years later. During that time, Laws created one quirky pop song. Do you know what it is? The answer coming up.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, sort of where a lot of people's core Christmas memories come from.
Emily Locke with the Oshkosh Museum on holiday traditions around Rudolph. Laws worked for the TV production company behind the show and also wrote music for Frosty the Snowman. And about the silly song he composed? Yes, Itsy Bitsy Teeny Weeny Yellow Polka Dot Bikini. Laws died in 2019 at the age of 95, but his music lives on as a wonderful slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hey folks, this is Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. We have all stopped at a convenience store for a necessity or two. A bottle of water, a half a gallon of milk, or a bag of pickle-flavored potato chips. I mean, those are necessities in your house too, right? But there is a cost for that kind of convenience, as much as 54% more. Now, when I was in my early 20s, like some of you, I may have done most of my shopping at the 7-Eleven around the corner from my apartment. And boy, oh boy, I wish I had known that shopping regularly at convenience stores instead of supermarkets meant I was paying a lot more for my groceries. A National Institute of Health survey recently found that milk can cost 11 to 14% more at those stores. Apples and bananas, 10 to 53% more. And cereal can cost as much as 54% more. So, for your regular food shopping, keep more money in your wallet and head on over to the supermarket. For more tips on saving, text MONEY to 88285. This is Carrie Joy saying take good care.
The Badgers.
Feeds Max, fakes the three, takes the three, left side, yes sir.
Pivots,
fades, flips, good again. Just outside the left elbow.
Here.
Goes up, got it, with the right hand, it counts and it fouls.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Slam dunk! Steven Crow hammers it down.
Catch every game all season long right here on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
California.
something's wrong. There's something here that doesn't last too long. Maybe I shouldn't think of you as mine. Seeing you or seeing anything as much as I do you, I take for granted. Sometimes I can't help seeing all the way through. It's important to me that you know you're all free. Cause I never want to make you change.
Twice an hour, Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. to 6 p.m., we are Racine's source for local news and now timeless hits. Join us every day to stay up to date. Join us online at WRJN.com for up-to-date news or join our news podcasts, also available at WRJN.com. Local news, it's part of our commitment to Racine. WRJN.
Farewell. There's a lesson to be learned from this, and I learned it very well. Now I know you're not the only starfish in the sea. If I never hear your name again, it's all the same to me. And I think it's gonna be alright. Yeah, the worst is over now. The morning sun is shining like a red rubber ball. You never care for secrets I confide. For you I'm just an ornament, something for your pride. Always running, never caring, that's the life you live. Stolen minutes of your time were all you had to give. And I think it's gonna be alright. Yeah, the worst is over now. The morning sun is shining like a red rubber ball.
stories in the past with nothing to recall. I've got my life to live, and I don't need you at all. The roller coaster ride we took is nearly at an end. I bought my ticket with my tears, that's all I'm gonna spend. And I think it's gonna be alright. First is over now, the morning sun is shining like a red rubber ball. Oh, I think it's gonna be alright. Yeah, the worst is over now, the morning sun is shining like a red rubber ball.
Looking mighty now, here she comes. Wearing a wig hat and shades to match. Got her high-heeled shoes and an alligator hat. Wearing a pearls and a diamond ring. Got brains, it's the only thing I know in everything. Devil with a blue dress on. She's the devil with a blue dress on. Oh, hip her. Devil with a blue dress on. Devil with a blue dress on. Hey, wearing a perfume Chanel number 5. To be the finest girl alive. You walk real cool, catches everybody's eye. I got to be nervous, I can't say hi. Not too skinny, she's not too fat. She's a real pumpkin, and I like them like that. Devil with a blue red, blue red.
Run.
go home, yeah, to my place. Watching every move on her face, she said, look, what's your game? Are you trying to put me in shame? Baby, I said, slow, slow, don't go so fast. Don't you think that love can last? She said, love, love above. Now it's gonna trick me in love. Ah! All right now, baby, it's all.
WRJN. The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
have someone who needs me, someone I've needed so long. For once unafraid, I can go where life leads me. Somehow I know I'll be strong. For once I can touch what my heart used to dream of long before I do. Someone warm like you would make my dream come true. Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Once in my life, I won't let sorrow hurt me. Not like it's hurt me before. For once, I have something I know won't desert me. I'm not alone anymore.
CBS News special report, 179 people are dead after a South Korean airliner crashed in Muan, South Korea. Two crew members are the only survivors of the 181 people aboard the Boeing 737-800. The BBC's Yuna Q says family members are at the airport.
There were many family members all together, and also most of them are South Korean nationals, although there were two Thai nationals as well.
Officials say investigators have recovered the black box as the 737 made a belly landing, then split apart and exploded, the BBC's Jonathan Head.
The investigation will have to assess why that the landing happened with the landing gear retracted, why it happened at such speed, and why the plane was unable to stop and come to a halt. It was still going at great speed when it shot off the end of the 2,800-meter runway and impacted against the earthen wall and then bursting into flames.
CBS News Special Report. I'm Peter King.